GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
All right, a listener has sent us a text message in our conversation with Jim Settley, our GHRT International Affairs expert from UMaine School of Policy and International Affairs, on our question of the day. Do you agree with President Trump's airstrike that killed Qassem Soleimani? He was the leader of Iran's elite special operations unit of the Revolutionary Guard. The drone attack targeting the airport in Baghdad, Iraq, because this guy was in Iraq. Now, that said, the listener sent us a link to an opinion piece in the New York Times written by Stephen Simon. Stephen Simon is an analyst at the Quincy Institute, and I double checked, it is true. He teaches international relations at Colby College here in Maine.
Good.
Okay, here's the first paragraph of his opinion piece. Last week, President Vladimir Putin of Russia announced the deployment of the Avangard, among the first of a new class of missiles capable of reaching hypersonic velocity, something no missile can currently achieve aside from an ICBM during reentry. Bottom line, these missiles shot from the ground move so quickly, good luck having an Arrow or a Patriot shoot them down.
That's impossible.
So there's the concern. Scroll down in this opinion piece, again by Stephen Simon, Colby College. Listen to this paragraph that he wrote in an opinion piece that was published by the New York Times yesterday. Moreover, hypersonics are a weaponized moral hazard for states with a taste for intervention because they erase barriers to picking fights. Is an adversary building something that might be a weapons factory? Is there an individual in an unfriendly country who cannot be apprehended? Listen to this. He wrote this. This was published yesterday. What if the former commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, Qassem Soleimani, visits Baghdad for a meeting and you know the address? The temptation to use hypersonic missiles will be many. Stephen Simon, Colby College, an opinion piece published yesterday in the New York Times, talking of the scenario of Qassem Soleimani in Baghdad and questioning whether you take him out. And then 24 hours later, we're talking about a decision by President Trump to, maybe not with hypersonic missiles, to do just that. I've written to Professor Simon to see if he might be available to be on our program today.
The drone that took out the bad guy was a very, very technical drone. It's precise. We're really approaching, almost getting towards Star Wars now, really. You can put a missile in the window of a building and you can pick somebody out walking and knock them off from. We have reached that point in time in warfare. Hypersonic weapons, of which I have no background, will be when ground troops maybe are very ineffective. Maybe from now on, you're not going to have to send thousands of troops into a place like the Middle East.
Would we be okay with that?
Well,
I would.
Push button warfare is what we call it. We're there now to a degree.
But a nuclear deterrent to avoid having to send?
I mean, we know we have enemies. Well, Putin is our enemy. Everybody knows that. Kim Jong-un is our enemy. Who do you take out next? Or who did they take out would be even a bigger question.
I think that's a terrific point in your question to Jim Settley. What did this avert?
We don't know.
As much as everyone might like, check that, as much as many might like to think that President Trump is drawing from the hip, shooting first, asking questions later, but maybe in this age of hypersonic missiles, you need to. I don't think he made this decision in a vacuum.
Well, one would hope not, and I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So you've got to think that there was, let me rephrase that, I'd like to think there was actionable intelligence, and just as Jim replied to your question, imagine what this averted. But that's not what you're going to see in social media. That's not what you're going to hear today.
What we don't know is what we don't know. And Jim hit it right on the head. He's been there. Jim Settley has been at the table in NATO. And as we often have said, he carried the ball. He carried the briefcase with the codes. So he knows what he's talking about. And he's saying right now, as much as he knows, he doesn't know enough. Now, there will be calls for congressional briefings. There's a lot of things going on today. We're just at the very beginning of what is not a very quick story. You know that the Israelis are on high alert. American cities, some, particularly New York, has already gone to some kind of alert for terrorism. London, Paris, you know all of this is going on behind the scenes. There will be retaliation. There is no doubt. They've already said it. We're going to go into a period of mourning, and then we will retaliate.
What frightens me is the answer to the question I asked Jim, where is the path for peace? Where is the path for de-escalation? And I don't know where there is one in this. Again, this is way beyond my pay grade.
I have no idea.
But I would like to think there would be a way that someone could cause everyone to take a step back now. But Israel's embroiled in it. Iraq is embroiled in it. Iran is embroiled in it. We are. Damascus is sitting there scared right now. And Egypt then, wants no part of it. And what's Putin doing?
And then you have the political aspect that starts sticking its nose in, both in Israel and in the United States. Netanyahu's in a battle there. We're in almost into a presidential election here. It is not going to be an easy thing to work your way through.
Some of the text messages that are coming to us. Adam in Auburn writes to us, as a soldier, if nothing else, I'm glad the commander in chief did something obviously quick and decisive as a message of true action to defend an embassy. Ben writes, seeds of peace, silly rabbit. I appreciate the comic relief in your comment. Whether or not the decision for the airstrike was a good idea will only reveal itself in time.
Yeah.
However, after spending more time than I wanted in that part of the world, I know the only thing they understand or respect is strength. Robin Augusta writes, maybe that guy from Iran shouldn't have been in Iraq.
Or he had been there for a long time.
Well, the evidence of him being there.
Yeah.
And his works had been there. I want to go back to the social media aspect in a second after your next comment.
No, that's it. I'm just sitting back like everybody else waiting to hear more information. There probably will be somewhat of a lull after this because of this. I indicated in Iran, they're talking about a period of mourning.
3 days.
But sometime next week, the Iran Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, vowing vengeance. Now, when they start talking about vengeance, you know what they mean. And they have so many ways that they operate that it's very difficult. You can talk about their tentacles that go into just 4 or 5 different countries in the Middle East. Americans have been told to leave Iraq immediately. Don't come to the embassy for help. Get the hell out right now. Americans took out the bad guy, and that is probably a very good thing.
So let me go to social media for a moment, because among the leading hashtags trending on Twitter right now, hard revenge, World War III, and one that is interesting, Dear Iran. And when you go to the hashtag Dear Iran, now hang on, you may dismiss it, but keep in mind for a moment, these are the comments that politicians watch and then play into their favor in order to win elections. It's true. We know that. Both sides. Comments that are being posted saying, Dear Iran, we didn't mean to do this. Paraphrasing some of them here. If you're going to seek revenge, take out Trump. In fact, some of them are sharing maps of the United States showing which states voted for Trump, which states voted for Clinton, and saying, if you're going to bomb anybody, take out the red states. I seriously wonder if these people, most of the people who are tweeting or retweeting, some of these maps, they switch the U.S. and Canada, hoping that they'll take out Canada and they'll think that it's us.
Well,
I wonder if these people realize what actions this man, Qassem Soleimani, is responsible for.
Well, I would not spend a lot of time personally on social media with this one. Try to find out the facts as you can.
These people aren't interested in facts.
No, I know. Everybody's a coach. Everybody's an expert. You know that. We'll see what happens over the coming days.
Henry is one of our pen pals, and he's usually the voice of sanity and reason.
You've got mail.
And he sends an email to us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com, writing to us, George and Rick, in one disastrous miscalculation, President Trump has lit a fuse in the Middle East, which may lead to a full-blown regional war. He may also have handed the Democrats the lever they need to win the 2020 election. Hang on to your hats. Things are going to get rough. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.